You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Poverty will be the focus of this session of the New Jersey Legislature. That's the directive from Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto. Legal Services of New Jersey says the number of people in New Jersey living in poverty has increased by 40% since 2008, a number Prieto calls embarrassing. A number of hearings were held in Trenton yesterday as lawmakers began to map out a legislative plan to tackle poverty in the Garden State. For more on this, we're joined now by Serena Rice. She's the executive director of the Anti-Poverty Network of New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, Soterios.
So, you know, statistically, New Jersey is one of the wealthiest states in the country. So what kind of poverty problem is New Jersey facing?
Well, you're right, Soterios, that if you look at just the averages, it looks like New Jersey's doing great because our mean income is significantly above the national average. However, you know, it's all in the details. And when you look at the actual distribution of income across our state, you'll see that we actually have incredible pockets of poverty. And poverty also really takes different faces in our state. On the extreme end, we've got almost 5% of our state that's living in extreme poverty. That's half the poverty threshold, and that means a little over $800 a month for a family of three, which by any measure is totally inadequate. But we've also got a lot of people who are living above the poverty line, working poor families. And when you look at actual market costs that look at how much income you actually need to cover all of the things that you have to pay for every month, it's actually about 2.5 to 4 times the poverty measure that is actually people who are really struggling in New Jersey. That's about 2.8 million people.
And, you know, poverty is not a new issue in New Jersey. So why this directive from Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto, and why now?
Well, poverty is certainly not a new concern for him. You know, he's been very open about having grown up in poverty and how these issues are very close to his heart. And I think that he has ears to hear the growing clamor from the community to recognize how the economic recovery really has left out a huge proportion of our state's population. Last fall, my organization's Anti-Poverty Summit hosted 5 experienced experts who shared their stories with the Assembly Speaker as well as the rest of the conference participants. They talked about how devastating daily struggles are right now. I believe that the Speaker is committed to working with the anti-poverty community because there are solutions out there. We're willing to talk about them, and these hearings are really a great first step in that effort.
You know, critics of efforts like this often argue that you can't legislate the poor into prosperity. What kind of legislative solutions do you think might bring meaningful results in tackling the poverty problem in New Jersey?
Well, I believe that there really are legislative solutions. That's not the entire answer to the problem, obviously, but legislation can have a profound effect on both sides of the poverty equation. At its fundamental, poverty is about a mismatch between available income that doesn't meet the basic costs for survival. And legislation can really intervene on both sides of this equation. On the income side, legislation can make sure that we're providing a stronger income floor through our cash transfer programs. It can drive better workforce policies, like having a stronger minimum wage and worker protections, like the earned sick days. And it can also invest in the earning potential of our residents through a strong preschool to K education system and high-quality workforce training programs. And then on the cost side, households are facing ever-increasing costs, and we can do a lot to strengthen our safety net by making sure that we're maximizing food stamps benefits, that we're investing in the development of more affordable rental housing, in affordable public transportation, in low-cost health care, and in subsidized child care.
And just briefly, you know, you were in the State House during yesterday's hearings. What kind of proposals are you anticipating will actually move forward?
Well, the great thing about these hearings is that Speaker Prieto and the other members of the committee were really there to listen. You know, they weren't there to bring their preconceived notions about, you know, what the solutions are. They held these hearings because they wanted to hear from advocates. And there was a lot of ideas that were put forward at these committees. People came and they talked about the tremendous lack of affordable housing that they have. We talked a lot about the minimum wage and the need to make sure that our workers can really survive on the wages that they're earning. We talked about safety net programs. And it was great to see this room full of state leaders really listening and getting input from the community about the kinds of things that will make a difference in our lives.
And of course, very briefly, anything that gets through the legislature will have to get past Republican Governor Chris Christie. How confident are you that this movement movement is genuine and not just a game of political one-upmanship between the legislature and the governor?
Well, you know, I think that really depends on the community. And I think that in order to really gather consensus at the state level to get the leaders to really act on solutions, we need our community to show up. So we need, you know, your listeners to make sure that they're paying attention to these issues as well and letting their voice be heard about the way that anti-poverty programs are really an investment in our entire state.
Serena Rice is the executive director of the Anti-Poverty Network of New Jersey. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks so much, Sotirios.
This is WNYC.